Asia, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump says he's talking with leaders in the Middle East about moving the residents of the Gaza Strip to other nations.
You're talking about probably 1.5 million people, and we just clean out that whole thing.
Trump says he spoke about his proposal to the King of Jordan yesterday and will talk about it with Egypt's president today. Vice President J.D. Vance says he thinks controversial Director of National Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard will be confirmed by the Senate.
She recognizes that the bureaucrats have gotten out of control, and we need somebody there who's going to rein them in and return those services to their core mission of identifying information that's going to keep us safe.
See the full interview with the vice president this morning on CBS's Face the Nation. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and other senators are very unhappy with the firing of some inspectors general via email Friday night. The president didn't give Congress a 30-day notice as required by federal law. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Morning, everybody. The music of the stars is on the air. All the way till high noon Central Time on the Civic Media Radio Network. Worldwide, civicmedia.us. A salute to Ray Anthony coming up on his 103rd birthday. And a bit of an interview as well. The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Eric Coates. Had some questions on Eric. What was that great theme you played? Well, it was Eric Coates. Everything he does, I like. Everything. We'll feature Eric just a bit. Pleasure to be here with you on a Sunday morning. It's been 14 months on Civic Medium. Still to come, Peggy Lee on her birthday, and speaking of Peggy's, there's Peggy King with Jerry Vale for the St. Valentine's Day approaching holiday. Shouldn't that be a federal holiday? Let's look into that. Well, doesn't have to be a federal holiday. Be nice, though. Music for the holiday coming down. I don't want to feature the compositions of Otto Cesana. Now, you're saying who? We'll leave it at that. Stick around and find out. Some of our music is caught in a time warp.
I'm meteorologist Roddy Price. A sunny sky today, west winds and highs in the upper 20s. Tonight, upper teens with mostly clear skies. That west breeze continues. On Monday, mostly sunny skies. Southwest winds will gust over 35, highs in the lower 40s. It's 15 at our studios.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Music of the Stars. Now, George Gobel, 1955, one of the hottest television shows ever in its day. Georgie Gobel, Lonesome George, and Jeff Donnell, and Pretty Perky Peggy King. Got a birthday coming up. We're going to celebrate that in a couple of weeks, but why wait? Georgie Gobel. Who did a picture in 1958 as an actor? The Birds and the Bees. I guess that's enough to get you into the theaters. Old Lonesome George. Quite a musician himself. Here he is.
How about that? I guess it's just all in my mind. Oh, fudge, said the judge, and fury, said the jury.
George?
Yes, Peggy?
George, I've got something so exciting here.
Really?
Yes, would you like to see it?
I sure would.
Okay, read it.
Oh. We, the radio and television editors of America, having completed our nationwide survey, have found the nation to be over 3,000 miles wide.
Isn't that exciting, George?
Sure it is.
Oh, George, it just makes a chill run all the way up and down my spine.
Yeah, well, that's a nice little trip, Peg. Hey, you are cold. You better sing a hot song.
From this moment on?
From this moment on. And you folks out there, you better get a good hold on something, because this gal goes. Go, gal.
From this moment on, you for me, babe. Only two for tea, babe. From this moment on, from this happy day, you got the love I need so much. Got the skin I love to touch. Got the arms to hold me tight. Got the sweet lips to kiss me goodbye. From this moment on, you and I, babe, will be riding high, babe.
Here's an interview with Peggy King. Philadelphia. With Herb Clark.
I'm Herb Clark.
Hey, you've been losing your time.
No, well, now. I've gotten accustomed to choking. Well, I could because I'm retired. Mostly.
You're not retired.
Well, I'm close to it.
Ha.
Well, you should not retire. You didn't.
No, I did. For 18 years I quit singing.
Well, I know, but you rejuvenated and you started when you were a mere whippet.
I was little, yeah. My mother says at four I was singing with gestures.
Well,
that's what she said.
The good
that's exactly
no, that was
it.
Not you.
Yeah, no, that was not me, no.
We're talking to Peggy King, pert and perky, pretty Peggy King, broadcast pioneers. We wouldn't class her as a pioneer, but by George, she she was early on, fairly early
on. Yeah, the mid-50s was early.
Yeah, the George Gobel Show. I remember George Gobel special sponsored by GE on their 75th anniversary. You weren't on that one.
No, I was not.
Just on the show itself, every week, it was a wonderful, wonderful thing to watch.
Mid-50s was early.
Yeah, the George Gobel Show. I remember George Gobel special sponsored by...
No, I was not.
Just on the show itself, every week, it was a wonderful, wonderful thing to watch. And it truly was. It was a high-rated show.
It was, yeah, it was the top show of its kind. They won the Emmy the first year. It was interesting. I was nominated for an Emmy that very first year. Strange.
You remember what you sang on the very first George Gobel Show?
Yes.
That's asking a lot.
No, it's not. I sang a record, a Columbia record of mine. I was already with Columbia Records, and I sang something called Burn 'Em Up. It wasn't a pop tune or anything. It was just a record that I had made.
Yeah.
After that, they got funny about doing my records. They wanted to do classic songs.
Well, now you did, not long ago, you did something for the Red Cross convention.
Yeah.
That was a hit.
Yeah, well, that was interesting. It was at the Armory, you know, the one
in Philadelphia.
In 15th Street.
Yeah.
And it was just like a camp show, it was really, you know, they had the ambulances pulled in. I thought maybe, you know, it was, like, they were afraid of my singing. But they, you know, there were ambulances, there were nurses, there
like
were people there. In
Ooh, do you think it's gonna rain?
Ooh, how about a sarsaparilla?
Gee, the moon is yellow.
Something good'll come from that. Ooh, have you heard the latest song?
Ooh, it's a very pretty strain.
Ooh, don't you feel a little thrilly?
Gee, it's getting chilly.
Something good'll come from that.
When you're strolling through the wares, you need a hoses to lean upon.
But when you have no hoses to hug and watches, gosh darn, would you like to take a walk?
Well, do you think it's gonna rain?
Peggy, I got my umbrella.
Oh, what a thoughtful fella.
Something good'll come from that.
The moment I saw you smile, I knew you were just my style. Jerry?
All I do the whole night through is dream of you. And with the dawn I still go on dreaming of you. You're every thought, you're everything, you're every song I ever sing. Summer, winter, autumn, and spring. And were there more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content away. When skies are gray, skies are blue, morning noon, and nighttime too. All I do the whole day through is dream of you. Dream of you. I keep dreaming of you. You're every thought, you're everything,
Mike.
You're every song I ever sing. Summer, winter, autumn, and spring. And whether more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. When skies are gray, skies are blue, morning noon, a nighttime too. I do the whole day through is dream on.
Singing in the Rain.
All I do is dream of you the whole night through.
Jerry Vail.
With the dawn I still go on and dream of you. You're every thought, you're everything, you're every song I ever sing. Summer, winter, autumn, and spring. And were there more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. When skies are gray, when skies are blue, morning, noon, and nighttime too, all I do the whole day through is dream of you. Dance, Peggy?
I'd love to, Jerry.
Were there more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. When skies are gray, when skies are blue, morning, noon, and night time too, all I do the whole day through is dream of you. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love?
Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Afraid of it.
Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise.
Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go.
Botti on trumpet. Good morning, Wausau. WXCO. 1230. 98.9.
Better go now, because I like you much too much. You have a way with you. You ought to know now just why I like you very much. The night was gay with you. You so now, you have the lips I love to touch. You better go now. You better go, because I like you much too and because I like you much too much. There's the moon above, and it gives my you so now. You have lips I love to touch. You better go now. You better go because I like you much too much.
Peggy, that's one of the nicest bits of music writing I've ever experienced. And now, Peg, it's request time. There's a letter here from an admirer in Chicago. He wants to hear you polish off a chorus or two of Let's Fall in Love.
That's Harry James. But instead of doing that again, here she is with Jerry Vale. One of my favorites, Peggy King.
I would say so. Mm-hmm. We had a small conference there for a minute, Arthur.
Do you appear on television?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, yeah.
Do you ever appear on stages or lecture platforms?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're going great. But where are you?
I'm nowhere. All right.
Yes, I know.
Do you work in and around New York?
Mm-hmm.
Do you work other places, too?
Mm-hmm.
Good night, my love. The tired old moon is descending. Good night, my love. My moment with you now is ending.
It was so heavenly holding you to me.
King Jerry Vale.
Two very wonderful young men. One of them goes to Ithaca College, the other to Wayne University, and these two young men don't have to worry about their futures.
John, I can't think of any agent who would refuse them a job.
Oh,
Thank you, Bennett, sir.
We got something for you fellas to come back and pick up. And we'll meet tonight's mystery guest in just come to the special feature.
Wait, let's
of the
do
program.
This instead. Before we get to John Charles Daly, that was a great program. Some people never miss that Sunday night with the panel on What's My Line. Well, let's see. Let's get to, let's get to Peggy King again on her approaching birthday.
Blindfolds all in place again, panel.
Yes, back in place.
Thank you. Will you come in, Mr. Challenger, and sign in, please? All right. Panel, as you know, in the case of our mystery challenger, we have different rules. You ask one question each in turn, going clockwise. And let's begin this questioning with Miss Arlene French.
August 23rd, 1955.
Have you appeared in the theater?
No! No, sir!
Peggy King.
$1.09 to go, Mr. Sir.
Well, there goes my idea of Davis Cup players. This is not a question. We may assume that you're a girl, may we not?
You want to ask this as a question?
Yes, are you a girl?
I think so.
Yes, it would be yes, Miss Kilgallen.
Well, are you in any form of the amusement industry?
Yes.
Mr. Allen?
Are you in television?
Yes.
Have you appeared in pictures?
No.
No?
No.
Well, she would 2 years later.
Do you do a regular television show?
Yes.
Are you a comedian?
No.
We will have a short recess now so that our guest can store up a little energy to keep on disguising her voice. That's three down and
do
seven
have
to go.
A weekly television show?
Yes.
You say you are not a comedian. Are you a dramatic actress?
That makes it four down and six to go, Mr. Sir.
Do you, by any chance, with that funny little voice, sing?
Good girl.
Miss Kilgallen.
Do you sing on a show that has been off for the summer, or that you have been off of for the summer?
Yes.
Now, the George Goble Show.
Mr. Allen.
Are you a friend of Mr. Goebbels?
There we go.
Yes.
Perky Pecky.
That's Fred Allen who asked that. He died just weeks later.
You never could remember my name, Mr. Allen.
I couldn't remember it in Hollywood either.
No fair, John. I guessed her last week when
That's
I was
You've
nice.
Been guessing me all year, Dorothy.
That's why we thought we'd fool Dorothy, and we did. I was afraid of Dorothy. I didn't think Fred was going to do it.
And Arlene knows me, too. I didn't know what to do, you know.
You did it very well.
I do a Japanese accent, but Debbie Reynolds already did that, so,
Let's hear you do a Japanese.
Oh, no. She's much better than I am.
Well, sing for us, then.
Well, I could do that. Thank you, Bridget.
Thank you, Miss Peggy. It's wonderful. Good night. Give our best to God.
A slave only.
Well, that's an R.D. Shaw chart right there, but it was done by Francis Bay at the New York World's Fair. The Francis Bay Big Band out of Belgium. What a group, and the music of the stars. And I've got, John Charles Daly. I know it was a little long and talky, but I had to do that. It's Peggy King's birthday coming down, pushing 100, but not quite. I'll tell you who is 103. We're going to do in honor to the great Ray Anthony. Raymond Antonini is his real name. He had his own TV show all through the mid-50s and played at the Hugh Hefner New Year's Eve parties. He and the big band, what a guy. And the music of the stars goes on. And I want to salute everybody out there in Radioland and on our network, Civic Media. Hello, Richland Center, WRCE at 1450, 107.7.
Why, Jerry, where have you been? Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met, it's easy to
regret. It's easy.
very clear. Our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go.
Fancies, and in time may go.
But oh, my dear, our love is here to stay.
Together we're going a long, long way. In time, the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble.
Listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Colombian President Gustavo Petro says he's turned away deportation flights from the U.S., complaining that the American government is treating Colombian migrants like criminals. Two military planes were scheduled to land in Colombia today. President Trump says he's talking to leaders of Middle Eastern nations about moving residents of Gaza out of the enclave.
You're talking about probably 1.5 million people, and just clean out that whole thing.
The BBC's Nick Beek in Jerusalem says some in Israel are all for that plan.
Prominent right-wing politicians saying that this is exactly what they want to be hearing from America. There are far-right extremists here who say that Gaza should be their homeland and they'd like to see Jewish settlers move there.
Vice President J.D. Vance tells CBS's Face the Nation the first days of the second Trump presidency are setting the country up for success.
He's doing the American people's business, and I think they're going to see a lot of good effects from it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz. Don